Hello, Alaska. This is Pat Race.
And this is Matt Buxton.
And this is a podcast about Alaska.
So as we kind of like race to the 100th episode here, I think we should take like a trip back to one of my sort of like formative and favorite moments in covering the Alaska legislature, which would be April 1st now, 2013, the day that will go down in infamy as Tongue Gate.
This was April 1st?
I'm looking at the bylines, it would have been, yeah.
Really on brand for this story, yeah, good.
So this was, you know, there's so many sort of pieces in here, but so to set the scene, you know, we are in the days, the kind of the waning days of the Mike Chenault Republican majority. So this is a kind of Republican supermajority that is sort of really being held together by gumption, basically. You know, there's sort of all these sort of disparate sort of groups, but one of the things that they can all agree on is they really need to do another gas line project. So, you know, sounds a little similar, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's this long night. We're passing the bills. It's getting to nearly midnight. You know, it's kind of one of the sort of classic like Votorama late night sessions in the legislature. Everyone's getting a little bit of loopy, and you can kind of tell like when things are getting loopy in the building. And in this case, that related to or that culminated in a lot of like fart jokes on the floor about passing gas and all these sort of things. And by the end of the night, Speaker Chenault, you know, he leaves this dais, he steps down for a minute. You know, it's kind of a rare speech, right? Like the speakers usually don't give speeches. So he's given a speech about how important it is for him to pass his landmark project and advance the gas line, which we definitely have. We're definitely not having those exact same conversations today. And in the background, a younger representative, Scott Kawasaki, sticks his tongue out at the camera. And so, you know, if most people aren't watching it, but a lot of, you know, I saw it and other people saw it. And then, so of course, by the next morning, we are, you know, there are like printed pictures of that, you know, being circulated. Oh, how horrible is it all? Oh, yeah. My God. And it like derailed.
Decorum, Matt, the decorum is so important.
The decorum. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Don't, you know, and. And so poor Scott, he's got to give like, you know, a big mea culpa. I think who was the minority leader? Beth Krutula at the time was kind of there as almost this like disapproving, disappointed maternal figure, sort of, you know, pushing him forward to apologize to everyone. And the kind of the moment that makes it so memorable to me and why it sticks out so much is that it was how Rich Maurer covered it. So Rich Maurer is this reporter, now late reporter for the Anchorage Daily News. He was a really kind of gruff character, I would say, in the covering the legislature. And I think he kind of like, to me, he had this sort of special special quality of like absolutely hating the legislature, just like hating everybody involved in it. And like,
why am I here?
Not at all. Like, you know, the rest of us were like kind of young 20 somethings, you know, we were kind of like in awe of the entire sort of like the office and the, you know, the importance of it. And he was like, I've heard all of this shit before. So he, you know, so at this sort of news conference where poor Scott is apologizing, he brings up, hey, weren't you guys also the ones asking about or doing all the fart jokes yesterday? Weren't you guys all the ones like, and you can kind of see as it's going, as this press conference is happening, all the Fairbanks Republicans who are there, you know, to chide him too, are slowly kind of just sort of stepping out of frame as it's like getting evaporating. More and more.
Yeah.
And I think it like, it leaves it with like Tammy Wilson, like kind of alone, you know, so concerned about the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to like. I know that there's just so much about this moment, but as a total nerd of writing and political observation, let me just read this like two paragraph bit from Rich's story, which I think to me is like been such a formative like piece of writing. Quote: In 2 minutes and 3 seconds, Pruitt said the word "but" 9 times. When he sat down, Chenault declared a brief recess as a roar of laughter erupted. In the middle of the 42nd laugh riot, Representative Dan Sadler emerged from under his desk, his face red, and raced toward the chamber door. Meanwhile, the bill itself cruised to passage, the only real consequence to all the hoopla being the loss of dignity by all. Kawasaki, the Republicans, and the press corps, which spent most of Tuesday chasing the story.
Yeah. So why is that one of your favorite pieces of writing? Is it just the whole like concern trolling aspect of it, or is there like that he picked up on it all, or that he kind of diffused this situation?
I mean, I think, yeah, as you know, one of the members of the press corps that did spend the day chasing that story, I think it was, you know, a good lesson about just how, you know, reporters can kind of get tugged around by whatever, you know, the politicians or whatever, you know, whatever people say is the story of the day, right? So yeah. We were being told that there was outrage over how Scott was just the most, you know, he just destroyed the decorum on the house. And then
so there's, you know, like 6 stories that come out that day about that thing, and instead of whatever the gas line legislation that's going on.
Well, and then, yeah, and so it's also, you know, it's also calling into, you know, the hypocriticalness of that kind of concern, too. And I think, too, it's like, you know, the gas project element of it, too, is also, like, very funny. Like, it would not be quite the same story if it wasn't this, like, every decade story that we do, which is we're going to – oh, my God, we finally got a gas line this time, guys. So I don't know. Did Tungate ever, like, even register on anyone else's radar? It always felt like such a big thing.
I mean, I feel like I might – be part of the problem in all of this. Like this was the time when we were doing the Alaska Robotics news series, when we were watching the legislature and making political satire. And like I remember one of the news bits we did, like where I'm dressed up as in my news anchor outfit, you know, it was this here, the question is, will they pass gas? You know, and it was that kind of like, you know, we were hamming that up. And I think some of that may have like leaked, like crossed the line into the legislature, and so I think they were all sort of like giddy and snickering about it. I think the Tungate thing, my memory of it was that Scott said he was like had got like a message from someone and like was sticking his tongue out at someone that he knew was watching them, right?
Like, yeah, it was like a girl.
Late at night and everything's loopy in the building, and he stuck his tongue out at someone who was watching on TV. You know, it was like a turn to camera breaking the fourth wall kind of thing. Yeah. And so, yeah, I think Rich even had clued up on that in the questions,
as I remember too.
Right. And he wasn't like besmirching some other legislator or whatever. He was just kind of like, yeah, but so anyways, yes, do I think decorum matters in politics and in public policy? Sure, because the decisions they make impact people's lives, and it's appropriate to like have some level of gravity and seriousness about that. But at the same time, like I think that there's just a lot of people in the legislature ready to like get all concerned about a thing that they've already done themselves. And yeah, so anyways, good short episode. Thanks for reminding me about Tungate. I love Tungate.
Yeah.
All right.